How many things you have to do?
There are some problems to solve.
Can we help? Well, we know why the car is.
You have one little problem. How to have Krishna seva? Huh? And we have so much. So many men come with their problems and they pray us to solve their problems. So many problems. So fortunate that we have only one problem.
But it's a big problem. Today, my guru god brother, one of my sannyasi guru god brothers, came to my room to discuss some things, and he said, "Why have you done this painting for Narayan Maharaj?" So I said, I didn't want to tell anything. So I said, "Well, I think he was Prabhupada's very close friend. So for that." So he said, "Well, I was Prabhupada's secretary for many years, and I never saw them together. And to my knowledge, Prabhupada only mentioned him in connection with his samadhi. So, did you have secret meetings with Prabhupada, or was it all internal, or how did it go?"
Then?
No, that's the question.
What?
That's my question.
What?
We know that you were Prabhupada's close friend, and we know the internal working. But externally, when Prabhupada was in ISKCON with all of his disciples, were you meeting together?
Very often.
Were you meeting with Prabhupada very often?
Chitananda, Achyutananda, Bhavananda, Hansaraj, Brahmananda, they came to fight. I took
them. Oh.
They can tell you all these things.
So he just wasn't.
And before them, I can tell.
Okay. Can you tell us a little bit about
you? Your
letters
can tell. Your Prabhupada can tell. There are so many letters in Prabhupada. About hundreds of letters. No? Prasthi does not know that I was in his to Jhansi, Delhi, and so many places, to his home, everywhere in Calcutta. He was a very good friend of my Gurudev. He used to come often to him. He was for so many years, he was the editor, of a two patrika, Bhagavat Patrika and Gaudiya Patrika. They don't know.
No, nothing.
But how they will know? Because they were not intimate of Swami. Mm. That is why they don't. So Krishna Swami can realize something. Because he has given him orders what to do, not to do.
Prabhupada has given him order what to do, not to do?
Huh?
You mean in his heart?
Okay.
Another one of my guru god brothers, a different one, wrote an article for our international magazine, Back to Godhead, about Rath Yatra. In there, he wrote that the gopis pulled Krishna's chariot 5,000 years ago at Kurukshetra, just like they pulled Krishna's chariot in Vrindavan to stop it from going to Mathura. And then they made this picture, which to me seemed very unbonafide.
What is it?
This is supposed to be the gopis pulling Krishna, Subhadra, and Balaram at Kurukshetra back to Vrindavan. So,
taking Krishna from Kurukshetra to Vrindavan.
That's what it shows, physically taking them.
This is not incorrect.
So mentally they did it. Mentally. But would they be pulling a chariot? Physically pulling the chariot at Kurukshetra?
With Krishna, Balaram, and Subhadra?
They pulled Manorat, but did they pull it? This is external. This is okay? They did it? Oh.
Krishna, from there he went to Dwarka.
Dwarka.
He did not come at that time. He promised that I will come. And after some time, he came.
To Vrindavan.
To kill
Dantavakra.
Dantavakra. He came himself. But Manorath Krishna came. And that is why he came not to kill
Dantavakra.
He only came to meet Gopi for always.
Dantavakra was in Vrindavan?
In Mathura.
Mathura.
It was such food.
Right.
There must be some cause, but this cause was outward, not inward.
So he was, this is showing that they didn't take him, but they tried to take the chariot, but
by mind
only
they took Krishna.
And not in, not with
Subhadra. How they will know? How they will know?
Know what?
You
anything.
Are all these things
by your
any. Anyone. How did
it? Even though it's in Prabhupada's book that it was by mind, still they don't know.
Gopis don't want to see Krishna, Baladev, and Subhadra at the chariot.
Yeah.
Not in a one chariot. This is practically not.
So I will write to the editor.
Jaha Vaishnava, Jaha Bhagavata Pado Vaishnavere Sthane. What is the meaning? If you want to read Bhagavat, you should go and hear it from any qualified Vaishnava.
This is your ad for your book in the Back to Godhead. It's the best part of the Back to Godhead. Except for Prabhupada's article too.
Gaudiya Vaishnava place?
That's Jagannath in
Jagannath.
America.
He has established Gaudiya Vaishnava place.
At least it has a name.
Only name. Nothing. All is going on name.
He was saying that if you want to hear Bhagavat, you have to hear it from the Vaishnava.
Rasik Vaishnava. Don't read yourself.
They will say then that because we have Prabhupada's purport, we have Prabhupada as our rustic Vaishnava. So what do you say to that?
Nothing to say. You should know all these things.
Because we can't understand Prabhupada even. You always say that without the mercy of Janava, Nityananda, and Balaram, who's the original guru, we can't make advancement, but they give their mercy as Ananda Manjari. But we know nothing about Ananda Manjari. Can you tell us a little bit about Ananda Manjari? I think we've never heard anything. What?
Mm-hmm.
like we know, you tell us about Lalita and Vishakha and Rati Manjari, so we can meditate in that way.
They respect Ananda Manjari also.
Ananda Manjari is a Manjari or a Shakti and
sister.
Does she also have Sambhogi Chamayi or Tat Tat Bhavi Chamayi?
Mm-hmm.
Does she have Sambhog?
She has everything. Both.
Both.
She is not a Mali Manjari.
Maybe sometime if you feel like it, you can tell us some pastime or something about it.
They have completed? Yeah.
They put the glass door on.
And they have painted the doors and all everything.
The glass door looks finished to me. They still have to get the sign, the Smaragarla Kandanam sign, and Rupa and Rati Manjari.
The picture is where?
The picture, I thought it would be back here. It must be. I thought it was. I didn't look today. It's either here or it's in Achyuta's office. Because we went to Delhi 2 or 3 days ago, and then we brought it back, and he had to put the frame back on. So I will look now. If it's not here, I'll tell Achyuta to please bring it right away.
When I'm here today,
uh-huh.
In morning I will return to Mathura.
Uh-huh.
And again I will reach here on 28th.
Mm-hmm.
28th. So everything should be here.
Ready.
29th I will open.
Okay.
For darshan.
Okay. Okay. Will you be having a big ceremony or just something small?
We are small, so we will.
The prayer that you say, Anga Shamaline Chitabir Abito, before class.
From where you collected?
From hearing you before class. So that prayer sounds like a glorification of Krishna, because it's glorifying his dhoti, his garland, but at the end, he's putting his arm on the shoulder of Radhika. So I know that you would not be saying this prayer if it was not actually a glorification of Radhika. So can you explain how this prayer is a glorification of Radhika?
Because Krishna cannot stand alone. This is the glorification of Radhika.
Mm-hmm.
He can stand only if Srimati Radhika will stand there and he will put his hand. So then he can. Otherwise, he cannot stand alone.
This is from the Stavavali.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Radhakarnastikam. And the translation for the first verse.
Mm-hmm. Say it out loud.
Well, my voice is
okay.
It says that Chris makes it sound like Krishna made Radhakun, but we know Radharani did. So you can read this. I don't know.
Our god brother translated this Sri Radhakarnastika. May very fragrant Radhakund, which, prodded by the gopis' many joking words, after Vrishabhasura's death, the king of Vrindavan forest happily built and filled with his own hand, be my shelter. So it sounds like Krishna built it.
Read this Sanskrit here,
Sanyas. Vrishabha Danu Janasam Narma Dharmokti.
Why Radhika should do? He will order that he should do. Master is Radhika, so he ordered.
But we thought that Radha and her gopis dug it with their own.
She should not do so. This is a labor class person. They should do. She should really order. Because she is the king of love. Why she should be? Radhika is so much soft. Hmm? So much soft. Her hands are so much soft. She cannot be. Why she?
Where did this joy come from?
I will order. I'll bring a glass of water. If there are so many attendants, So he ordered the attendants to do.
Attendants means Krishna?
Yes.
But this means, you should mean?
Vrindarani Radha.
Because we had read that Krishna felt compassion that the gopis were doing it, so he sent all the holy places personified to come, but he actually dug it with his own hands.
Who?
Krishna?
That guy, that's like this. Big home.
Radha couldn't came just by Radha Rani doing like that? Then what did Krishna do?
Who is the master of Vrindavan?
Radha Rani.
How?
Because she gives orders to everyone else. She gives orders to everyone else. Krishna, Vrinda, Yogamaya, everybody. It's her
Krishna
fraction.
Krishna told Srimati Radhika. Hmm? When Radhika was in Man, then Krishna left Vrindavan. Radhika cannot leave Vrindavan. So Krishna left it. But Radhika and Vrindavan is same. So Radhika cannot leave Vrindavan in any case. So Krishna left it and went to there in Dwarka and Mathura. Srimati Radhika, if he leaves Vrindavan, it will be ruined. If Krishna leaves it, no such harm. Because all will, all gopis, all trees, all creepers, all will be here. And if Radhika leaves, everyone will go, then the Vrindavan will be safer. Mm-hmm. Like Brahma. Brahma Dham, if Radhika and her companions are not there. If Krishna is there, but he is.
Everyone would die if Radharani left?
No, die, why die?
He said if Radharani left, it would become like void.
Cipher?
Cipher?
Where Srimati Radhika will go, that will be Vrindavan.
Oh, she just takes it with her. Another one of my godbrothers, a few months ago, I brought with his wife to see you in Mathura. He was asking you about Kalki, and you said that in this age, this Kali Yuga is Danya Kali. So there's no Kali because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself would purify. So then he left Vrindavan, my godbrother, and he just came back and he showed me in our Prabhupada's first canto, third chapter, that in this Kali Yuga, in 427,000 years, Kalki will come. So I said, I'm sure there's not a contradiction between Narayan Maharaj and Prabhupada. So could you explain for my dull mind how there's no contradiction?
I have read anywhere in Bhaktivinoda Thakur or in that this is Dhanya Kali. Dhanya means?
Merciful. Opulent.
Opulent. Because when Krishna comes, that Dwapar, the Krishna who comes in other Dwapar, they will not come. They will come and join.
The Krishnas that come?
When Krishna
of
incarnation.
Incarnation will come. Then the part Krishna, those who come always in Dwapar Yuga, they will come and join in Krishna.
Mm.
So no need of that. When Ramchandra will come, in that Treta Yuga, not that Yugavatar, anyone other will come. In Chaitanya Charitamrita it has been written so clear. So if in Treta, no Yugavatar, when Ramchandra will come, when Krishna will come, no Yugavatar at that in Dwapar Yuga. then how when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will come, how that Yugavatar will come again? So he will come, because Swamiji has written. Then he will come and grant Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he will come and grant Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Hare Krishna Hare Krishna. That moment he will come. No killing and no action.
Anybody else have any questions?
I thought that my 4 or 5 days has come useless. Only some harikatha.
The guide brother that I mentioned first, he is in charge of international, he's one of the devotees in charge of international BBT. So, the book trust. So now, they're going to start a BBT in Vrindavan, around our temple, because some of our guide brothers translate their Sanskrit scholars, like Satyanarayan, who's a Sanskrit scholar, and he's translated the Sandarbhas, and he'll be translating Viswanatha Chakrabarti's commentary on the 10th canto. So the BBT will be printing all these things because Prabhupada asked for it many years ago. So when he came over today, he said, I would like you to paint for the Sandarbhas. I said, I can't do that, but if you have your own artist, then I will help them, because whatever experience I've had, I can tell them what's right or wrong and make suggestions. So he said, all right, when you go to Russia, maybe, because he said that he would pay the ticket if I go for a couple of weeks, then I would meet the artist there, and the Russian artist would come here, and then I would just have to tell them that's good, that's bad, if it's something's bona fide or something's unbona fide. But I wouldn't have to actually absorb myself in it. So is that service all right? Or what?
You can help.
Because I think that if ISKCON sees that I'm doing that, they'll be satisfied and won't criticize that I'm, you know, seeing you or painting for you.
If you should not come?
No. But it creates, I'll come, but it will create much disturbance in ISKCON, and the people like Burajan and Kamal Krishna Maharaj, they're the ones who the disturbance comes on the most. So, as you
I
say...
I tell them not to come also. Because I have no swartha.
Swartha.
Self-interest,
right.
They should progress there, ISKCON.
ISKCON can only progress by your mercy.
But not all are resuming this.
Right.
Not understand.
No.
But you also go with them or
to hell. So it's I guess it's like another kind of trick that see we are also doing, so you can't criticize that if somebody sees Narayan Maharaj then they stop serving ISKCON. Because especially like the Radha Krishna painting, I was able to tell him, we are using this Radha Krishna painting for ISKCON in so many ways. But Rupa and Rati Manjari, I won't be able to say that. But if the leaders see that I'm, you know, showing the artist what's bona fide and what's not from whatever knowledge I have, then everything can be more peaceful. So do you think that's okay in terms of my own development to do that service as well? Because it would still be in Vrindavan.
You have to do what is it helpful in your bhakti culture. Only these are helpful they should be taken. If they are not helpful, then should not be taken. They should always keep it, think it, and if it is proper, then you should take. Otherwise, it depends on you whether it is helpful in your bhakti.
Yeah, increasing, but it's hard to know sometimes without your guidance.
I think my thinking is quite extreme, quite. I want to follow If any problem comes, I will take them to certain and I will try to
keep the problem aside.
Alone? If it is a problem, take any other person. I will keep that person. I will have to go straight and no problem, nothing. But if you are living in big society, so many problems come, so many persons, one different species. They are so low also, so immature also. No measure. No measure. One measure. They are waiting for people. They must think according to their stage and qualification. They can take you, but they cannot take you. They cannot come to you. But they will come to you. And they will create so many problems. So if you think that you can cross the all obstacles and these are helpful in your sadhana bhajan, very good, otherwise. Create anything for you.
Should we like pray for them that they can come up to get your mercy or?
I don't. I have no mercy at all. I am begging mercy from Guru Manjari, Sati Manjari,
when I asked you last time how to get Rupa and Rati Manjaris out of your heart, you told me a certain prayer. Make me qualified so that you will introduce me to Lali Chandrasaka. So now there's like 8 or 9 days left before they will be installed here. But I have much more work than 8 or 9 days. So I need to get special mercy from them. Is there a particular prayer? Because that prayer, I know it's the highest prayer and the deepest, but is that the prayer I should say to get finished in 1 week so that it looks good enough? Or what to do? They do what?
Two prayers you can do.
What is the meaning of the second prayer?
Ardana Dhamsa Trini. Sitting across in my feet and a cloth wrapping here in my neck and feeling falling like Gandhavas.
Get in again.
Rupa Goswami that he could bestow at least one particle of his Charana Bhoomi.
Merge the dust of his lotus feet.
And hungering. What is that? The dust of particle of that?
What is that dust?
How he sucks the Radhika. That part.
Okay. Where is that prayer?
Yes.
No, that prayer we know.
Samadhi approved Goswami on the
the letters that you and Prabhupada.
I was born later. I began to first call Maharaj, but yet some are with me. But where I kept it from the country, it can be.
They're in Bangla?
English.
English letters?
All. Bangla. Some may be in Bangla, some may be in
English.
All important papers. Sattvarup Maharaj has taken, and say that he has written so many things. You can listen.
I listened to a part of it today.
Part.
How Krishna is defeats Kam because he left the gopis.
When he left?
At the beginning of the Rasa dance. Even though they prayed, he didn't come back right away. So I'm eager to hear the rest. Maharaj, this is my god sister Jagatam. My god sister Jagatam.
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 Yeah. And
senior devotee?
Yes, she's Prabhupada's disciple. And I brought her here last year.
From?
From England. She came with her husband. It was very casual. But now she's coming a little more seriously to see you, and she has a question.
Her husband is with her?
He's in England now.
So why are you coming to answer?
I can answer with words, but you can answer with praying.
No. You know how. But you can do? Yes. Right? This is
left arm. Yeah.
And he right. Yeah. Because he
well, it would be like this.
Like this.
Yeah.
You are artist. Real artist.
I am Chitrika, you are Rasika. This is, for their faces? Is this okay for their faces? For Chaitanya and Nityananda?
But this is not Bengali face.
Okay, in what way would make it more Bengali? The mood is okay? And how would it be more Bengali looking?
Crying mood,
How you like this?
I like this.
This
one?
It's very beautiful. Very beautiful.
Okay. What would I do to make it more Bengali style?
Uh-huh.
How would I make it more Bengali?
Like you have done Rup Mandiri.
Oh, okay. How? No. Okay.
question not to think of it, Bethany?
I was waiting for some communication with Sri Rajkara and did not get
to the house. This is the Bethany, then we you can hear his say, okay.
Now,
this.
And should it be the same size as the Radha Krishna painting? That's 3 feet by 4 feet.
Huh?
The Radha Krishna painting is 3 feet by 4 feet.
This would be
how high? 4 feet high? Like this high from the ground? About 4 feet?
5 feet.
5 feet high? 5 feet is up to your shoulders.
That's 4 feet.
Okay. Can you give me a time that you want it finished by? Some general time?
It depends on me. Very pretty and very fine. But before Janmashtami come in here.
Also, it was confirmed that the Maharaj did not get your letters a few years ago. So, Satrup Maharaj did not get your letters. It was confirmed. He never received those old letters that you sent.
He was there, but I forget to ask him.
So can we ask Naveen for the letters that he has, copies of them?
No, we have no copies.
No, the letters that you have here.
I will see where I will still come in to discover, because it has just anywhere we can find it where.
And Jagatam is very shy to ask you, but she wants to know how to increase her taste in Krishna consciousness. We told her that she has to take shelter of a Rasika Bhakta.
Not to even put a step towards them. Same. Because I fear that she would have to she will always cry. She'll have to cry.
And
perhaps
towards frame, because then you'll always cry if you're going towards frame.
So I fear you'll repent afterwards. Always crying and crying.
If you take shelter of him, tears will flow from your eyes.
Not my shelter. If he proceeds towards that.
I think it's better than the crying I'm doing now.
You are crying?
He's crying, but not in a happy way.
But will you have to cry? If Krishna is not seen or cry so much, and if he is found and gets darshan, then you will have to cry more and always cry. So if you want to be happy, you should be far away from all these things. Understand?
He's saying, he's speaking in a crooked way, that if you want to be happy, don't go to praying, because he'll always cry for Krishna.
And that I should actually cry more and more.
Yeah.
If he steals your heart, what will you do?
I don't know. I'm afraid for him to let.
Always you will cry.
I'm afraid to let Krishna steal my heart. I have fear. I think I can find shelter in the material world. But I know I won't.
heart.
Maharaj, you mentioned the other day in class that...
What? About Hattam?
Yes, so the...
People prepare to Hattam. That is, we want to cry out to be happy.
You have to decide. If you want to cry, then he's willing to offer you.
She will live alone, our heart will do, and see from distance, and there will be a place, Krishna is different, seeing you happy, crying so bitterly. Do you want to be a straight beggar, street beggar? Swamiji, Swamiji, you know your Gurudev was a very great man. He was so wealthy, you know, he has so deep darkhana, factory, medical factory, and after that very big shop. After some time he loses everything and became a state figure. Yes, sir. Be with all these senior devotees who have some sense towards this Raganuga Bhakti by their association. We have some greed. Then you try to listen to this thing. Read Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhakti Charitamrita, Sindhu, Ujjal Nidhi, and all those great Krishna and Radha and Gopi, to Yamuna, to Govardhan, that should give you good association, Rati Krishna association. This is the first.
The other day in class that if our sadhana is towards preaching to give to others, then it's not really sadhana bhakti, if it's to draw attention of others. So when we go out...
No, not all sir. But this prachar, that this is good material desire. Don't want bhakti mukti. And reputing
reputation.
Din raat yahi sansari vasnaon ko chhodo.
Continuous preaching of that you give up the material desires.
Actually, the Kanishtha Adhikari preacher to do. That is not true. But I am preaching you this is bhajan. Samana Kesana Smarana Bandhan are bhajan.
So when we go around the world and preach Vaidhi Bhakti, does that bring us towards, or how does it?
If anyone is not practicing himself or herself bhakti and going on preaching, distributing books and all of it, it may be some kind of sukriti. And it can add afterwards. But practicing bhakti yoga and preaching like Prahlad Maharaj, Guru Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Jeeva Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is bhakti. But always, what is Krishna Tattva, what is Jiva Tattva, what is Maya Tattva? In preaching this is done. But always this doing Krishna Premina.
By always preaching that Krishna Premina.
Jnane Prayasam Udupasana Mantra. This is
you were saying how
tomara koi prashna hai ha to ha